Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov. Yeah, a little technical right there. But here, we're on the air right here for the first day service. Some of y'all might have got that 19 hours, but you know, it's a whole daylight savings time. You know, so around 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, it's gonna go forward to like 3 o'clock. You know, it's that time, it's that season right here. Hopefully, ones and ones didn't get discouraged by that message right there, but know that during some times of the year, you know, the change up in some times of the year. But here we have completed the reading from HaTorah. Going to move forward to the prophet's reading, the Haftarah reading right here for this Shabbat, for the Shabbat Vayechel, Senved Sebsibo, and he gathered and he assembled, you could say, and Moses churched. Here we have the foundation for what's known as the church in the wilderness. You know, you've heard that theme, the church in the wilderness. Here. Culture. Tabernacle culture. Yes, sir.
Just tabernacle. Way over. All of Mount Zion. Just tabernacle. Just tabernacle. Oh, all of Mount Zion. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide. Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their heart shall enter in the whole of tabernacle of Jah. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make a man feel comfortable. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have something for the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, help me. I'm willing for your help. I want you as joy. I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. All over the land. For the people.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot.
Oh,
And here, evening song for the first day that they call Sunday. Here, Psalm 24.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, with the deer that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor sword deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. This is a generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty, mighty in battle. Lift up thy gates, and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We hear that deer that dwells therein, yeah. For he hath found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have cleansed and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from his Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. Who have eyes to see, let them see. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither envious against the workers of iniquity. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, yea. For he that found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up thy everlasting door and let the King of glory come in. Down inside the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. A black, black stone was rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, yeah. Daniel saw the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, black, black stone, yeah. The earth is a lot and the fullness thereof, with ear that dwell therein. For he had found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. For who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? For who shall stand in his holy place?
Here's the theme of the sabbatical right here. Vayakahel, Vayakhel, and he gathered Vayakhel.
Oh,
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Hail Jah Rastafari, Emperor Heliai Selassie. O clapper and God, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, and he's a great king over all the earth. Jah shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. O thou Most High God, Jah Rastafari, Almighty God, man. Come together, brothers, sisters. Now come.
Come now.
When we must unite and be strong, that we can put away all the wrong in the land. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any nation. Knowing that the wicked must fall, righteous must live. Hail to the kings of kings and the Lord of lords, conquering land of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, the 5x5 revelation 5, Emperor Heliai Selassie. Run, come, rally, rally, run, come, rally, rally, run. Thank you.
to flee from the land of the sinking sand. As our father told us what life was taught him. Until the color of man's skin makes no more significant the color of man's eyes. Until all is looked upon equal, as they are in the eyes of the Almighty God. The dream of peace will only be a fleeting illusion, only to be pursued but never attained. Each and every one is looked upon equal, as they are in the eyes of the Almighty. Until there is no more first, second and third class nations of the world. We gotta be free, my brethren. We gotta have love. Without love, you're nothing at all. Without love, you're nothing at all. Without love, you're nothing at all. At all.
ሰንበትና ያከብረም ሰው ሁሉ ጻድቅ ነው። ወደ እግዚአብሔር አምልኮት የገባ ከምእመናንና ይለየኝ የሆነ ፈጽሞ አይበል። ጽድቅን የሰራ ሰንበትን ያከብረም ሰው ሁሉ ጻድቅ ነው። Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the Sustainer, Ekesiaber. Cha, Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath. The Senvet.
Shabuot Tov. Good seven. Good strong. Good sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Give thanks.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Shall never be moved.
No, I shall not be moved. No. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the I can't be removed.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
And here, the Baraka, the blessing, the blessing here for the reading of the prophets, prophets reading Haftarah, also known as the Haftarah reading, the prophets reading, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 40 to verse 50, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 51 to verse chapter 8, verse 21. But here the Baraka, the blessing for the reading.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo U'B'Israel Ammo U'B'Nebiei Ha'emet Watzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 7, verse 40 to verse 50.
And Haran made the lavers and the shovels and the basins. So Haran made the end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars, the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillar. And 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of pomegranates for one network, to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars. And 10 bases, and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea, and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and all the vessels which Haran made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh, who were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the playground between Sukkot and Zartan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceeding many. Neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the lampstands of pure gold, five on the right side and five on the left, before the oracle with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole chayu, kebole ketamawe hayle shalas in the gusnagas etopia, Yeshua Shalom.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Yes, yes, yes. The Brit Hadash, New Covenant reading right here. The Brit Hadash. We have 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 to 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10. Full of fall here, and also looking forward to the upcoming Pikudei to fulfill this second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Exodus or the Sefer Shemot. So here the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the Berit Hadasha, Adis Kidan, the New Covenant reading. blessing.
Barukata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Barukata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan. Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 22, Wayakel, and he assembled from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 18. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. The encouragement. Elohim loves a cheerful giver. If we give, he will give. Verse 6, wow. Verse 7, zain. Verse 8, chet. Ki hine hazorea bitimtum iktor bitimtum hazorea bibarakot iktor bibarakot we call ish kasher yidbeinu libo lo ba'ayin ra'a we lo l'anso ki hanotin bilev sameach ye'ahab oto Elohim We Elohim Yakol Lahashfia Alekim Chesed Sheyehye Lakem Bekol et De Sipukkem Bakol Wetochiru Bekol Maase Tob. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Elohim loveth a cheerful giver, and Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, that causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the need of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving to Elohim, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of Mashiach, to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution to them and to all, and by their prayer for you, that long after you, for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The only foundation. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Verse 13, Yod Gimel. Verse 14, Yod Dalet. Verse 15, Hey, wow. Ki lo yukal ish lashit yisod acher zulati hamusad shehu Yeshua HaMashiach. Ve'im yibne habone al ha'yisod hazeh zahab o kesef o abanim yikarot o eitz o chatir o kash yigale maase chol ish ki hayom hu yibararehu ki ba'esh yirayeh Uma maase kol ish wa ish haish tibachaneinu im yamod maase ish asher bana alayu yikabel sakaro weim yisareif maasehu yifasideinu wehu yawasha ak keod mutal meish. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, that is Yeshua HaMashiach, that is Jesus Christ. Two kinds of ministry and their result. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide that he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, that temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakadamawi, khaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Turn. Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Shekalim, Shabbat Shekalim, Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, corresponding with this 22nd weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here in I&I, the annual cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, the 22nd, Here Moshe calls church. He calls church right here, the Hebrew church, the Kahal. Wayakahel Moshe. Here we have Shabbat Shekalim. Shabbat Shekalim, Shalom Chaberim. Let's just touch on the four special Sabbaths. Four special Sabbaths, they occur just before the start of spring. Yeah, the four special Sabbaths that occur just before the start of spring. There's two before Purim. Some even refer to Purim, at least in the way that it might be carried on by some of the Yehudi as like the Judaic Halloween Purim. We'll touch on that more, Chaberim, but we have two of the special Sabbaths that occur before Purim and two before Pesach, HaPesach, or Fasika. Now, collectively, these Sabbaths are called the four Shabbatot, the four Shabbatot. The four additional Torah readings are called the Arba Parshiyot, or the four portions are read on each of these Sabbaths, each of these special Sabbaths, in preparation for the high holy season, the high holidays, the Isla days, especially beginning off with Pesach. Pesach, yes, I, Rastafari. Here, Love Cross Aggregate Farms, we're here corresponding, you know, doing a vid at the same time, right here, as we do this audio for this TJIF. Yes, I, thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday, the beginning of the Sabbath Eve, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. Yes, so speaking of the special Sabbaths, the Shabbats, and this Shabbat, Shabbat Shekalim, Shekalim, now the names, what about the names, the Shemot? Here we're in the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Well, here we have Shemot. The name of the four Sabbaths are Shabbat Shekalim, Shabbat Zakor, Shabbat Parah, and Shabbat HaChodesh, respectively. Once again, there's Shabbat Shekalim. This is the first of the four. Then we have Shabbat Zakor. Then we have Shabbat Parah, or Shabbat Farah, Shabbat Parah, and Shabbat HaChodesh, respectively. So here, the first of the four Sabbaths, first of the four special Shabbats, the Shabbatot, this is called Shabbat Shekalim Chaberim. What is Shabbat Shekalim? The Sabbath of the Shekels, of the Shekels. Now, Ethiopically speaking, we have the silver currency,
of the holy, the divine economy of His divine majesty, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So we have Shabbat Shekalim, the Sabbath of the Shekels. This occurs just before the month of Adar, the Hebrew or the Judaic month that's called Adar begins, or sometimes Adar second during the leap years. Now, there's an additional reading. This additional reading is Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 16. The additional reading for the Shabbat Shekalim is Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 to 16. This is appended and added a Musaf, additional reading to the regular Torah readings that describes the contribution of a half shekel, the contribution of the half shekel for the construction and the upkeep of HaMishkan, of the Mishkan, of the Tabernacle. Now, according to the Midrash, you know, Bavli and Shekalim, one, the half shekel represents a fiery coin, the fiery coin that Hashem, that Jah, Jehovah, brought from underneath the throne of Kavodo, His glory, Kabru, even the Kabra Negusa Neges, to symbolically, quote, atone, at one, to atone for the Hatiyat, for the Akari, for the sin of the Egel, Maseka, of the Akari of the golden calf. So, There's a tradition and a tried and a teaching that says that it was the half shekel representing a fiery coin that Hashem, that the name, He who be, who He be, His divine majesty, Egeziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father, brought from underneath the throne of His glory to symbolize and symbolically to atone for the Ukari, the sin of the golden calf, apostasy. Now, since every Yehudi was required, each and every one of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, were required to give this here is what is called, quote, the widow's mite, the, quote, widow's mite, end quote, the widow's mite, to give the widow's mite, repentance, teshuvah, metanoia, that change of heart and mind from the astray way, that 180 to Yahweh, truth and life. Repentance, teshuvah, is accepted for all who come in true humility, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, He who be, we be His divine majesty, the Shem Yeshua. For us, for I and I, this might be a good time, a good Iowa season to remember, to call to heart and mind those who make personal sacrifices, so that we, I and I, might draw closer and closer to HaElohim, to the true good, to the true God, to the true Trinity, to the Hebrew Trinity, to He who be, who He be, to the divine majesty, B'Shem Yeshua. So yes, Shabbat, Shekalim, Shalom, Chabarim, the Shabbat, the Sabbath of the Shekels. Yes, I, it's better to give than to receive, and this is the widow's mite. The widow's mite, yes, I, the giving for the contribution, the oblations. And here we like to thank the brothers and the sisters and those who have regularly or even one time or when they are able to contribute to this platform that I and I have here on the ear and in the IRID, brothers and sisters, to have these works, the word sound, the teaching of His Majesty available far and near. I and I would like to thank those who have given the oblation, the teruma, the contribution, the free will offerings, and also have supported this ministry with their words and their prayers, and also with their willing minds. Even those who have not had wherewithal to give, may Jah receive the eye's willing mind. Yes, I, and bless the eye and keep the eye. Yes, I, and cause His face, His grace to shine on the eye. Give the eye Yeshua Shalom, the King of Kings, Christ be with you all, brothers and sisters. Shalom, Chavarim. Shabbat Shalom, send that salam. Shabbat Shekalim. Shalom. Shalom, 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 Shalom.
Thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you.
Whatever,
give thanks.
You
thank you very much, Miss Ghana. This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Ms. Ghana.
Thank you. whatever you have done.
The assistant priest shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithe, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that he accept their ready mind, that he grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters. And ours also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Egziavihar Amlakachin Yahuwalheinu, the Lord our God who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly, and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, thine acceptance of their ready mind grant thou to everyone. Let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion both now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
What a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Say yo, what a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Check it. Men and people are nice who not like their rich life. Alright, them a work for the Antichrist. Them want blood to drink, them want flesh to slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's the greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice. Red, gold and green of the ice. You say, yo, what a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Free without heart, priceless without price. What a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. You say, yo, what a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Free without heart, priceless without price. What a hammer, you know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ.
Do good, do good. So here for the Midot U Mitzvot,
right? The character and deeds, the midot, character, u and mitzvot. Yes, keep it hartikel, hartikel, not artificial, hartikel, the hakam, called the hakam lev, hakam, the hakam lev, hakam lev, wise-hearted, those whose hearts also made them willing, the good heart, the good heart, the heart that seeks to do good, do good, do good. So here for the midot u mitzvot, right, the character and deeds, the midot, character. U and mitzvot, and the deeds, the good heart for this 22nd weekly Torah portion. Vayakhel Moshe, Moshe, he called church, he called church, the gathering together, together, the good heart. When Moshe, when Moses, Musa, when he announced the plan to build HaMishkan, the plan to build the tabernacle. Moshe, Moses didn't hire, he did not hire any fundraising consultants. Let's just make a note of that. When Moshe announced the plan, Jah's plan to build HaMishkan, the tabernacle, he did not hire any fundraising experts, any consultants. Moshe did not need a high-pressure pledge drive. Moshe, he asked only those with willing hearts to give to the work of HaMishkan. Only those with willing hearts to give to the work of Jah Tabernacle. See, the building of Jah's holy house, set-apart house, the Beit, even the Beit Mikdash, right, the Beit Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, was not to be sullied with contributions that had been pried and ripped loose from people who were reluctant or aggy, were reluctant to give or aggy to donate and contribute and to support Jah work. Quote, everyone whose heart stirred him, everyone whose spirit moved him. That's a sentence of Exodus chapter 35, verse 21. They and those contribute freely, give freely. Therefore, what are we saying here? It's the good heart, the heart that has that true beat in tune with the spirit of life to do good, do good, do good. The good heart. There were probably many among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and the Kol Edat Bnei Yisrael of the children of Israel, the Israelites, who didn't contribute. They did not contribute to Jah work. There's many who don't even today contribute to Jah work. Many who don't. Right? Some had a willing heart to do good, do good. Others do not have a willing heart to do good, do good. Those who were unwilling, not willing, didn't make their wills obedient. The teaching of His Majesty says to make our wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. Remember the Hakam. The Hakam Lev, the wise hearted. See, there was those who were unwilling to give, you know? Those who were unwilling to give, they excluded themselves. They're excluding themselves from the privilege. It's a privilege. It's a bracha even. It's a blessing of having a shear in building Jah's house and even in building this house and Rastafari, the Beit Rastafari, the house of Rastafari, and contributing even to the line of the tribe of Judah, society's matching, and contributing to the work and supporting the work and sharing the work. So this story teaches us, the narrative here teaches us that there are two types. There are two types of people, right, irrespectively of the isms, you know, all the isms, you know, the race isms and the schisms and the sex isms and all the isms, irregardless of all of that mumbo jumbo, the narrative, the principle here, right, teaches us that there are two types of people, those with willing hearts and those with unwilling hearts. Point blank, period. You see, once a rabbi named Yohanan ben Zakkai, John, the son of Zacchaeus, he had asked his Talmido, right, his disciples, what is the best kind of character that a person should try to be like? Now, the first of his disciples, this one Talmid, right, he answered and said, a man with a good eye, a man for good eye. Now, by this, he meant a generous person. Check again. Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, John the son of Zacchaeus, he asked his students, his disciples, what's the best kind of character that a person should try to be like? The first of his disciples said, a man with a good eye, a man who has a good eye. By this he meant a generous person. The second disciple answered, a man who is a good friend, a man who is a good friend. The third disciple said, a man who is a good neighbor, good neighbor. The fourth disciple said, a man who looks ahead to consider the consequences of his actions. The fifth disciple said, a man who has a good heart. Rabbi Yohanan replied, I like the last answer the best, because it includes all the other ants, 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 the other ants.
Shabuatov, a good seven, good strong, good sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Monday.
Abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Lord, Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Mazmur 14, በቅንፍ 15 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ በድንኳንህ ውስጥ ማን ያድራል? በተቀደሰው ተራራ ማን ይኖራል? በቅንነት የሚሄድ ጽድቅንም የሚያደርግ በልቡም እውነትን የሚናገር ባንደበቱ የማይሸነግል በባልንጀራውም ላይ ክፋትን የማያደርግ ዘመዶቹንም የማይሰድብ ኃጢአተኛ በፊቱ የተናቀ እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈሩትን የሚያከብር ለባልንጀራው የሚምል የማይከዳ ገንዘቡን ባራጣ የማያበድር በንጹሕ ላይ መማለጃን የማይቀበል እንዲህ የሚያደርግ ለዘላለም አይታወቅ።
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved.
Gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your head.
The color of my skin.
skin. Now go cheat because me want to win. Now see the crown and see no know the king. Now see blessing and no know blessing. Cause if you lose your thing, there comes someone to push you over. Stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose control, they'll send someone to run you over. Over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we win the prize. Lift up your head.
מזמור תתוו, מזמור לדוד. אדוני, מי יגור באהוליך? מי ישכון בהר קודשך? הולך תמים ופועל צדק, ודובר אמת בלבבו. לא רגל על לשונו, לא עשה לרעהו רעה, וחרפה לא נשא על קרובו. נבזה בעיניו נמאס, ואת יראה אדוני יכבד, נשבע להרע ולא ימיר. כספו לא נתן בנשך, ושוחד על נקי לא לקח, עושה אלה לא ימות לעולם.
To the divine, the divine face, the divine presence, the divine perception, perception, perception. Shalom, chaberim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malki, Tzedek, we have Mizmor Teit Vav, Mizmor Teit Vav, Psalm XV, Psalm 15. And it's seen God's, the true good's guest, Jah's guest. This psalm, this Mizmor, it describes the character, qualities that one must possess to be allowed access to the divine, the divine face, the divine presence, the divine perception. Beginning off right here with the opening of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Teit Vav, Teit Vav, Psalm XV, Psalm 15, Mizmor Le David, Psalm of David. Yehovah, mi yagur be'ohaleka, mi ishkon behar kadeshka. Yehovah, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Yehovah, mi yagur be'ohaleka. Yehovah, mi yagur, Jehovah, mi yagur, who shall abide? Yagur, to abide, to turn aside from the road for a lodging or any other purpose, to sojourn. Mi yagur, who shall sojourn as a guest? Yahweh, mi yagur, bi'ahaleka, in the eyes, ahel, ohel, in the eyes, tent, in the eyes, tabernacle. Who shall abide? Yahweh, mi yagur be'ahaleka, mi yishkon behar kadeshka, mi yishkon, who, mi, who, yishkon, yishkon to shakan, who shall shakan, mi yishkon, who shall dwell, shakan, to reside, or permanently stay, whether in a literal or a figurative way, to abide, to continue. Whoso sojourn in the eyes tent, in Zion's tabernacle. The Ahel, some enunciates the Ohel, the Oheleka, the Ahaleka, in the Ayin Ka, the Ayin males, tents. Although the parallel, thy holy, thy island, thy set apart mountain suggests the temporary sanctuary in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, before the construction of Ha-Hekal, the temple. It is preferable to understand and understand both these terms metaphorically. The worshipper, did not sojourn or dwell in the holy place, in the Kodesh. The meaning is, who is qualified to have access to the eye's presence, thy presence, thy's face, thy perception, the eye's way of seeing the object of reality, and enjoy communion, common union, communion, tawahido, with the eye. So here, in the opening of today's daily psalm theme, John's guest, Yahweh's guest, Jehovah's guest, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's guest. Some theme this as Jah's gentleman, the true good, the true God's gentleman. Others characterize Mizmor Tetvav, Psalm 15, Psalm XV, as the description of a citizen of Zion, a description of a citizen of Zion. Opening verse right here. Yahweh mi yagur bi ohaleka mi yishkon bi har kadeshka. Holek tamim u for el sedek wi dober emet bi lebabo bi lavavo. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. Holek tamim. He that walketh uprightly. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. Holek tamim u for el sedek wi dover emet bil vavo and speaketh truth wi dover emet and speaketh emet, speaketh truth, the objective reality, bil vavo in his heart, heartically. Walketh uprightly. The same word occurs in Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's exhortation, his build up to Avinu Avraham, to Abraham. In Genesis XVII and 1, Genesis 17:1, it reads, Walk before I, and be thou wholehearted, be thou holistic hearted. Walk, trod, holek, tamim, perfectly, completely. Walketh uprightly, tamim, entirely, with integrity, with truth. Literally, in the sense of HaTorah, without blemish, complete, full, perfect, sincerely, in sincerity, sound, without spot, undefiled, upright, whole, holistically. Holek to halakha, to trod, holek, tamim. Ooh, for el, paal, to do, to make, systematically and habitually, to practice, who practice. Ooh, for el, tzedek, and one that worketh, that practice, tzedek, that practice righteousness, with dover emet, be levavo, and speaketh truth. And speaketh the truth, the objective reality, in his heart, heartically. Who may live as a resident alien in your tent? Yahweh mi yagur bi'ahaleka mi yishkon bihar kareshka holeka tamim ufo el sereka wi dover emet bi'levavo. Righteousness, zedek, an all-embracing term for honest, straightforward dealing. The ethically right, tzedek, for El Tzedek, practices, working practices systematically, habitually, Tzedek, U for El Tzedek, with Dober, A Metabi Lavavo, truth in his heart, unlike those with a double heart, O for heart and a heart, as we have in Psalm 12, roundabout verse 2, verse 3, here, truth. Truth, amet, bilbabo, 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 lebab, lebabo, in his lib, lebabo, in his heart, in his thought, in his mind. Inward sincerity is demanded. Inward sincerity is demanded. So here in these opening two verses, the Aleph and the Beit, here we have the Aleph and the Beit verse. One who walks, trides blamelessly in Jasite, in his presence, in his perception, who walketh perfectly in his sight, in his presence, Holek Tamim Ufo Elas Edek, who walks blamelessly. One who speaks truth in his heart, or one who speaks truth that is in his heart, the truth that is, the objective reality, doesn't speak with a heart and a heart, or double-hearted, or double-minded. This apparently refers to formulating a truthful statement in one's mind, in one's heart, in one's mind, be a levavo, and then honestly revealing that statement in one's speech and word, sound, power. With dover emet, be a levavo. With dover emet, be a levavo. Speaking the truth in one's heart. Here, 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 at the groundation, the Aleph, the Beit, and now here to the Gimel. The Gimel verse, the third verse of today's daily psalm, Lo Ragal, Lo Ragala Li Shono, Lo Asa Li Ra'ehu Ra'a, Wi Kherpa, Lo Nasa Ala Ki'rovo, that hath no slander upon his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Hear, 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 Shema, give ear. And here, here we have the third verse in KJV. KJV translated as, and we have a he that is italicized, outside of italicized, backbiteth not, does not backbite with his tongue. Lo ragal, al lishono, does not backbite with his tongue. Lo asa li re'ehu ra'a, nor does not evil to his neighbor. Lo asa does not do, lo no asa do li re'ehu, to his neighbor, ra'a, evil, hurt, does not do hurt, does not do evil, ra'a, does not do ra'a to his neighbor. Lo asa li re'ehu ra'a, wi kherpa lo nasa ala krovo, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Now, in the Hebrew, the Hebraic literature, it often assumes and reflects the male-orientated perspective of the ancient Israelitish society. Now, the principle of the mizmor, of the psalm, is certainly applicable to all people, regardless of their gender or age. Just note this right here, the context here, because to whom more is given, more is required. The opening part of verse 3 here, that hath no slander upon his tongue. We have a continuation of the opening question. Yahweh, miya gorbi aholeka, miya yishikon behar kadesheka, Jehovah, who shall sojourn, mi yagur bi ahaleka, in the eyes tabernacle, mi yishikon, who shall dwell, who shall shakan, who shall dwell behar kadesheka, kadesheka, in the eyes Isla, in the eyes mountain that is holy, behar
Ad Shekah. And then we get the qualifications. Holekatamin, that walketh, that trotteth uprightly, for El Tzedek, and that worketh, that makes it a practice of righteousness. With Dover Amet, that speaketh with Dover Amet, 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 the truth, the objective reality, be Levavo in his heart, heartically. Lo Ragal, Allah Lishon, that hath no slander, that does not, no slander, all upon Lishon, upon his tongue. Lo Ragal, Ragal, slander. Another example of this word is in 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 28. He does not slander upon his tongue, with his tongue. Lo ragal al lishono, lo asa li ra'ayhu ra'a, nor doeth evil ra'a, ra'a, lo asa li ra'ayhu ra'a, does not evil to his neighbor, to his reya, 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 his associate, his brother, his companion, his fellow, his friend, of his friend, of his friend, of his friend, of his friend. Wicherpa lo nasa al karovo, nor taketh up a reproach, cherpa, cherpa, nor taketh up a cherpa, a disgrace, pudenda, right, a rebuke, a reproach, a shame, contumely, cherpa, does take up a reproach. With cherpa lo nasa, nasa, to lift, nasa, lo nasa, to lift up, does not, lo nasa, al karovo, al karovo. Now it's interesting because here we have karov, karov is one who is akin, one who's close, right? The karov, 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 one who is close to, right? One who's like a kin, right? Against them, kin. Right, so the neighbor in both the, one is the fellow, right, re'ayhu, his fellow, and here, karobo, one that is close to him, one that is near to him, right? He does not lift up an insult against one who is near, against one who is near, in that sense, dear to him. Slander, the ragal, right, the ragal, a ragal, a vice. Slander is a vice that's strongly denounced in the Jah people teaching, Judaic teaching, in the teaching of His Majesty. Slander, ragal, is a vice and strongly denounced in Jah people teaching. Whoever speaks slander is as though he denied the fundamental principle, which is the existence of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the existence of the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Blessed be he who says of him, I and he cannot dwell together in the world, according to the teaching, the ancient teaching. No evil to his fellow wrongs him in a transaction. That is what's being about in transaction in business. All right, no evil to his fellow does not wrong him in a transaction, taketh up a reproach, does not seeks to discredit him by spreading information against him. All the details mentioned in the verse here, in the Gimel verse of today's Daily Psalm Mizmor Tetvav, all the details mentioned in the verse here illustrate the practical application of the golden rule. Thou shalt love thy neighbor, re'eka, re'eka, as kamoka, as thyself, as we have in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Leviticus, Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus XIX and 18, Leviticus 19 and 18. Hear, 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 hear to the dilate verse. The fourth verse of today's daily psalm is more Tetvav, Tetvav. Nivzeh, Nivzeh, B'aynayo, Nimas, V'eta Yireyawah, Yikaved, Nishba'ah, L'hara'ah, V'lo, Yamir, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised. Nivzeh be'aynayo anim as. But who honors those that reverence, respect Yahweh, Jehovah, with eta yirei Yahuwah. Yikaved. He swears to his own heart. His own heart, he swears and does not change. Nishiba Lihara'a with Lo Yamir. Hear, hear, hear the dilate, the fourth verse of today's daily psalm. KJV has, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. Nivze Bi'ainayo Nimas. A vile person is contemned. Right, a vile person is disesteemed, is not esteemed, in whose eyes, b'ainayo, in his perception, in his the way he sees it, a vile person, the ma'as, right, the ma'as, in whose eyes a vile person is disesteemed, is despised, but he honoreth them that reverence, that respect Yahweh, that respect Jehovah, Ueta Yirehoah, Yikaved, Yikaved, Yikaved. He honoreth. He regards as honorable, right? Weighty in a good sense, one that respects, that has a reverence. Yire Yehoah, Yire Yahweh, Yikaved, Yikaved. Nishba'a li hara'a with lo yamir. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not. A vile person is condemned, is despised. He judges a man by his true character. And if morally defective, according to the moral theocracy of his divine majesty, he does not allow other considerations to weigh in his estimate of him. He reserves his respect, his respect for them, that reverence, that respect, just Rastafari. What a revolution would be created in any society by the carrying out of such principles. Is not the chaotic state of the world due fundamentally to the fact that, quote, vile persons, end quote, who had seized power were not despised, were not disesteemed, but honor them that respect Jehovah, Vreta Yere Yahuwah Yikaved, that reverence he who be who he be, that reverence Adonai, Rastafari, showing reverence, respect for him by conformity. How do we show respect and reverence for him? By conformity to his will. Such reverence, translated as fear or respect, is the beginning of the art of knowledge and chokmah and wise mind and inner understanding. We have Psalm CXI in 10, Psalm 111, round about verse 10, and Proverbs XI and 10, Proverbs 9 and 10, bringing out that such respect, such reverence is the beginning. The beginning of da'at, of knowledge, of the gnosis and chokmah, and the Hebrew sophia and wise mind and inner understanding. Ethics, to possess it, is the distinguishing feature of men of mandem who lead a life, a liberty of integrity. To honor them is consequently an indication of a good moral character, because the principle, like is attracted to like. He sweareth to his own hurt, nishba'a li hara'a ulo yamir, and changeth not. The sanctity, the islandness, the set apartness, word is bond. The sanctity of the plighted word, the given word, even when it proves disadvantageous, is stressed in Judaic and in Jah people ethics. More on this is on the vows and vowing in the light of Judaism. Vowing, keeping the word, sound, and power. Words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart. Being acceptable, keeping our word. He sweareth to his own hurt and changeth. Wilo Yamir. And here, for the concluding verse here for the hey verse, the fifth verse. Kaspo lo natan ni bineshek. Kaspo lo natan na bineshek. We shohad ala naki lo lakach. Ose'ele lo yimot ale olam. He that putteth not out his money on interest, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Kaspo lo natana bir neshek. We shall had al naki lo lakach o se eile lo yimotale olam. He that doeth these things shall never be moved from that true standing in the innermost of the innocents. He doesn't put out his money to usury or on interest, nor taketh a reward against the innocent. He that does these shall never be moved. Money on interest, Leviticus 25 and 36, Deuteronomy 23 and 20, and many of the chief rabbis' commentary also on this reference, not to lend money, right, on interest, especially to one who is of I. Yes, Rastafari, a bribe. The corruption of justice by bribery is severely condemned in the scriptures in the Bible. Exodus 23 and 8, Deuteronomy 16 and 19, as well as Deuteronomy 27 and 25. Nothing demarcates the concept of human society as it's depicted throughout the scriptures from the realities of the contemporary world, as does the unswerving insistence upon the corruptive power of a bribe. Corruptive power of a bribe. A healthy corporate body is only possible where the impartial rule of justice is complete and absolute. The practice of bribery is a cancer which inevitably destroys its strength and stability. He that putteth not out his money on interest, kaspo lo natana be'neshek, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. We shohad da'av naki lo lakach. He that doeth these things, ose'ele, one who does and practices doing these things, lo yimot li olam, lo yimot, does not be moved, not to be moved, le'olam, forever, qualified to be a guest of Yahweh, of Jehovah. He and I and we benefits from his protection, from Jah's protection, being Jah's guest, and successfully withstands the attack of the wicked, successfully withstanding the attacks of the ratchet. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Yahweh's Jehovah's guest. Description of a citizen of Zion, of Zion.
Mizmor tetvav, mizmor le David. Adonai, mi yagur ve'aholecha, mi yishkon ve'har kodshecha, holech tamim ufo'el tzedek, ve'dover emet bilvavot. Lo ragal al leshono, lo asa lere'ehu ra'a, ve'herfa lo nasa al kerovo. Livze be'enav nimas, ואת יראה אדוני יכבד, נשבע להרע ולא ימיר. כספו לא נתן בנשך, ושוחד על נקי לא לקח, עושה אלה לא ימות לעולם.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Mizmor, Mizmor Tet Vav, Mizmor Tet Wow. Midrash, study here on today's daily. Mizmor, Mizmor Tet Vav, Mizmor Tet Wow. Midrash, study here on today's daily psalm, according to royal order. Here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 15. Mizmor Tet Wow, Tet Vav, Tet Wow. Mizmor Letawi, Yahuwah mi yagur bi aholeka mi yishkon bi har kadeshka. Psalm of David, Dawi, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Mizmor Letawi, Psalm, chant, intonation, Isis. Mizmor Letawi, Psalm of David, Yahuwah mi yagur bi aholeka. Who shall abide? Yahweh Jehovah, who shall abide? Mi yagur bi aholeka, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Hear, hear, hear. First verse, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Tet Wow, Tet Vav, Psalm 15, Psalm XV. Consider these words in the light and the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Yishayahu, from Esaias, Isaiah 31 and 9, it reads, and its provision. Saleh shall fail in its abode, and its princes shall be dismayed at the inside. The Saleh Mia Magora Yaevora We Khatu Minesa Sarayo, or and his rock shall pass away by reason of terror, and his princes shall be dismayed at the inside. Consider the opening words of today's daily psalm. Mizmor le David, Yahuwah miya yagur de aholeka. Consider these words in the light of the verse here from Yishayahu, from Isaiah. We salo miya magora ya ebora we chatua mine sasarayo. And its provision, salo shall fail in its abode, and its princes shall be dismayed at the inside. This verse here from Yishayahu, from Esaias, Isaiah 31 and 9, this verse speaks of Rome, of Rome, that wicked, that ratchet kingdom. Sal'o refers to its tax revenues. And the words shall fail in its abode, with Sal'o, Mia Magora, Ya'evora, mean that its revenues shall dwindle in its treasuries. Or Sal'o may mean its limbs, that shall fail in its abode, its limbs that shall fail. With Sal'o Mia Magora Ya'evora. That is, the outlying provinces of the wicked, of the ratchet kingdom, shall fall away from it. Here, 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 Midrash notes on today's daily psalm, Mizmor
Mizmor Tet Vav, Tet Wow. Hear, hear, hear. The word Sal'o, Sal'o is now rendered as though it were spelled Sal'o, Sal'o, his rib or his sign. Hence, its limbs, his limbs. So Sal'o, being read as Sal'o, means his rib, his thigh. Hence, here, 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 its limbs. So when the verse is read, with Sal'o, mi magor ya ebor, and its limbs shall fail in its abode, that is, the outlying provinces of the wicked of the ratchet kingdom, Rome, Rome, shall fall away from it. The translation, this comment, some say, is conjectural. Professor Morton Smith of Columbia University suggested that Sal'o be taken in the literal sense of its rock, its strength, as we have here in the Yehudi version, with Sal'o ami magor ya'evor, and his rock shall pass away by reason of terror. And here, the King James Version reads, and he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign. We Sal'o ami magor ya'evor, we chatu mineis sarayo, and he shall pass over to his stronghold, his strength, his rock, for fear. We Sal'o ami magor ya'evor, 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 ya'evor. So therefore, taking Sal'o, being taken in the literal sense of its rock, or its strength, he would amend to Ibarau, its limbs, to Abirau, its mighty men. And so the paragraph would read, or Sal'o may mean its mighty men who shall fail in its abode. That is, the wicked, the ratchet kingdom's mighty men shall be missing from its military camps. Here, Midrashno, Professor Saul Lieberman would amend Ibarau to Abanau, its stones. The paragraph would then read, even the stones of the wicked, the ratchet kingdom, would fail to sustain its military camps. Buber's text seems correct, where it reads, Sal'o, Sal'o may mean its limbs that shall fail by reason of terror. Hence, confer the authorized version. Shall fail by reason of terror, referring to its destruction. That is, Rome's limbs will be paralyzed with fear at the time of the collapse of its empire. Or again, Sal'o may mean statues that shall fail in its abode. That is, the statues of the wicked, the ratchet Russia, the ratchet kingdom's emperors, shall be toppled in the basilicas. Sal'o, taken to mean statues that shall fail in its abode, the statues of the ratchet kingdom's emperors, their kaisers, Caesars, shall be toppled in the basilicas. Of the words, its princes shall be dismayed at the ensign. Vihatu mineisa sarayo, its princes sarayo shall be dismayed. Vihatu at the ensign mineis. Rav Shimon, Simon said, twice shall the wicked, the ratchet kingdom's princes be dismayed. When Isaiah was asked, Who says these things? He replied, do I have the knowledge of God to say such things? Thus saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. Hear, the second part of verse 9 of Yeshayahu, Isaiah 31 and 9. Noom Yahuwah Asher Ora Lau Bitzion with Anur Lau Yerushalayim, saith Jehovah, whose fire is in Zion. Asher Ora Lau Bitzion, and his furnace with Anur Lau in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Hence here, David said, since Jehovah's fire sit Zion is in Zion, and his furnace be Yerushalayim in Jerusalem. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Ni yagur be aholeka. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Ni yagur be aholeka be aholeka. And here, Midrash note connected with Yerushalayim. Below we have 19:13. We have the commentary to Psalm 19:13 in the Midrash. Psalm 19:13 comment, and to Psalm 52:8. One of the three entrances to Gehinna, to Hebrew hell, was said to be at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem. One of the three entrances to Gehinna. The question, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Mi yagur bi aholeka. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Here. Psalm 15, first verse, is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls. For I, saith the Lord, will be to her a wall of fire round about, that is, in the area outside the walls. And I will be the glory in the midst of her. Hear. Zechariah chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. And here, Zacharias, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Vayomer elayo, ruta tabira illa hanaora, ha laza lemora, te razota te sheba Yerushalayim amerov adam, ua vehema de tokaha. And he said to him, run. Vayomer elayo, root, run. Speak to this young man, Rut Tabir illa Hanaara, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Wayomer Elayo, and he said to him, Rut Tabir illa Hanaara Halaz, run, speak to this young man, saying, Lemor, Pi Razota Tesheba Yerushalayim Merob Adama Ua Bi Heima Bi Tokaha. Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls for the multitude of men and the cattle therein and the cattle in her. Bi Tokaha. Vani Yeh Laha Nuum Yahuwah. Chomata Esha Faviva Ua Le Kavota Yeh Vi Tokaha. For I, saith Jehovah, will be to her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. Wa'ani, ehyeh laha, I will be to her, Ne'um Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be, Ne'um Yahuwah, the oracle of he who be who he be. Wa'ani, ehyeh laha, Ne'um Yahuwah, Chomata Esha Sabi, will be to her a wall of fire. Chomat H Sabi, round about. Ualikavot Ehyeh Bi Tokaha, and I will be the glory, the kavod, in the midst of her. Ualikavot Ehyeh Bi Tokaha. That is, in the area inside the walls. Therefore David said, since there is a wall of fire, here, Hebraically, the chomat esh, a wall of fire, a fire wall in the area outside, and the glory, the kavod, in the area inside, how can anyone dare to abide at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem? Hence, here, he asks, Mi yagura bi aholeka, who shall abide bi aholeka in thy tabernacle? Another comment on who shall yagur in thy tabernacle? Mi yagur bi aholeka. Taking the syllable gor to mean sojourn, Kippur to mean sojourn. The verse is not to be read, who shall abide, but who shall sojourn? Who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Mi yagur be'aholeka. That is to say, is it possible for anyone even to sojourn with thee? Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, if Nadab and Abihu and Abihu, Nadab where Abihu were burnt because they merely set foot in the sacred tabernacle, is it possible for anyone to sojourn be aholeka in thy tabernacle? And here, the Midrash note, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Vayayikhu abnei Aharon nadava vavihu, nadava vavihu vayisha machetato vayayitnu vahenna esha, vayayasimihu aleha kitareta. Vayayakarivu lifnei Yahuwah esha zara esha lo asiwaho otam. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took each of them his censer and put fire therein and laid incense aishens thereon and offered strange fire before Jehovah that he had not commanded them. Vatei se esha milifnei Yahuwah vatokala otam. Vayamutu alifnei Yahuwah, and there came forth fire. Watis esha milifnei Yahuwah, they came forth fire from before Jehovah and devoured them. Watokala otam, and ate them up, and they died before Jehovah. Vayamutu alifnei Yahuwah. Rav Shimuel Samuel said, Is it written of Uzzah? Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark in First Chronicles chapter 13, verse 9. Vayavoua ada gorena kidona, vayayishlacha Uzzah etayadoa le echoza etaharon kia shamtua habakar. And when they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. Vayishlacha Uzzah et yadoa le'echoz et ha'aron. And what happened to him? Hear. Next verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 9. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. And there he died. Vayicharasi Yehovah be'uza, vayakehu ala shara shalacha yado ala ha'aron, vayamata sham lifnei Elohim. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him, because he put his hand to the ark. And there he died before God. And there he died before Elohim. Vayichara asa Yahuwah be'uzzah, vayakehu al asher shalach yado al haron, vayamata sham lifnei Elohim. Can anyone then sojourn in thy tabernacle? Can anyone then sojourn be aholeka? A parable of a rustic who came to the city. He saw many kinds of pastries and all sorts of delicacies being sold there, and asked, can a man get his fill of these things? His companion replied, yes, if he has coins, many coins, enough coins. So too David asked, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Yahuwah, mi yagur be aholeka? Who shall abide in the high tabernacle? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, he that obeys many commandments, obeys the commandments, and practices self-denial. he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. Hear, second verse today, Billy Psalm. Holek tamim ua for elas edek. He that walketh uprightly, holek tamim, and worketh righteousness. Ua for el edek. He that walketh uprightly, holek tamim, is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be he. Here, according to Devarim of Deuteronomy 32 and 2, the rock whose walk is upright, sleeker, here, saying 32 and 2, a typo here, should be Deuteronomy 32 and 4, where it reads, Hatzor Tamim, Ha'olo, the rock, Hatzor, the Tzor, Hatzor Tamim. Ha'olo, his walk, his work is perfect. Hatzora tamim, pa'olo. He that worketh righteousness, ua for el edek, is also Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed be he, of whom it is said, even in Psalm 11, verse 7, for the Lord is righteous, he loveth righteousness. For Jehovah is righteous. He loveth righteousness. He that speaketh truth. V'dover emet. With dover emet. He that speaketh dover emet is also Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, of whom it is written even in Jeremiah 10 and 10, but the Lord God is the God of truth. Vayahuwah Elohim emet, but the Lord God is the true God. Vayahuwah Elohim emet. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. Here, the Gemel, the third verse. Lo, ragala, ala lishono. He that no slander upon his tongue. Lo, ragal, ala lishono. He that backbiteth not with his tongue is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be he. As Rav Yehoshua, Joshua taught, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, speaks in a roundabout way, so as to avoid unseemly words, as indicated in the preceding, in a preceding psalm, in a preceding mezmor. The preceding psalm, or psalm 12 and 4, and psalm 1 and 3. He who doeth no evil to his neighbor, lo asa le re aihu ra'ah, nor doeth evil to his fellow, lo asa le re aihu ra'ah, is again Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is again the Holy One, blessed be he. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, made the so-called golden calf, more correctly the molten calf, what does Scripture say? Here in Shemot, in Exodus 32:14, and the Lord repented of the evil which he said he would do to his people. Vayinachem Yahuwah Allah ha'ra'ah asher dibera la'esota le'am, and Jehovah repented. Vayinachem Yahuwah of the evil that he said he would do to his people. Vayinachem Yahuwah Allah ha'ra'ah asher dibera la'esot le'am. The word neighbor in the verse must mean Amo Yisrael, must mean the people of Israel, as in the words even from Psalm 122, verse 8, for my brethren and neighbors' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. For my brethren and neighbors' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Lima'ana ahaya vi'ra'ayya. Edabarana Shalom Bach. Or for my brethren and companions and neighbors and companions' sake, Le Ma'an Achai We Re'ai. I will now say Edabarana, Edabarana. I will now say peace be within thee. Shalom Bach. He taketh up no reproach against those near to him. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm. He's more to take a while. It's Vav. Here, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. V'cherpa lo nasa ala karovo. Nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. V'cherpa lo nasa ala karovo. That is, against the Bnei Yisrael, against the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, against the Israelites who were led astray at Shittim, so that, quote, those that died by the plague were 24,000, even in Numbers, Bamidbar 25 and 9, but of whom Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, continued to speak as, quote, children of Israel, a people near to him, even in the words of Psalm 148, verse 14. Here, a Midrash note. At Professor Saul Lieberman's suggestion, the writer and translator of the Midrash here read, Itz a terer led astray by extension from harassed. Instead of reading, Itz a terek required, which in this context some say is meaningless. Here it referred to Bamidbar Numbers 25, 17 to 18, where the story, the narrative to which the comment refers is told. Some say Itzatrera seems to fit better in its usual sense. Quote, whom he punished at Shittim. And here to the Bamidbar, to the Numbers 25, verses 17 to 18, reference. Aurora etaha Midiani ma'aveh hikitem otam, harass the Midianites and smite them. Aurora etaha Midiani ma'aveh hikitem otam, harass the Midianites and smite them. Aurora etaha Midiani, harass the Midianites. Where he keep them, otam, and smite them. Ki sorarim hem alachem avia nikalehem ashara nikolu alachem ala divara peora the ala divara hazbia vata nesia midiana ichotam ha muka the yoma ha magefa ala divara peora. For they harass you by their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cosby, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, who was slain on the day of the plague in the matter of Peor. Thus the reference to the Bnei Yisrael who were led astray at Shittim, so that those that died of the plague were 24,000, as we have in Bamidbar, as we have in Numbers chapter 25, here, verse 9. Vayayihyu ha-metim ba-magefa arba'a ve'esarim aleh. And those that died by the plague were 24,000. But of whom Elohim can speak as Bnei Yisrael, children of Israel, a people near to him. And here, Mizmor Kof Mimchet, in Psalm 148, here, Hebraically, the 14th verse. Vayarem kerem le'amo, and he lifted up a horn for his people. Tehillah l'kol ha'chasadayo, a praise for all his saints. Livnei Yisrael ama karovo, even for the children of Israel. Livnei Yisrael am karovo, a people near to him. Am karovo. In his eyes, he who rejects his word is despised. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tetvav, Psalm 15, Psalm XV. Here, Psalm 15, here the Dalet the Dalet verse, Nivzet de'ainayo nimas, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, or in his eyes he who rejects his word is despised. Nivzet de'ainayo nimas. Those words refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who rejected Shaul, Saul's kingship. Here, Midrash note, refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kingship. Saying through Shemuel to Shaul, saying through Samuel to Saul, according to 1 Samuel 15:23, because thou, the eye, has rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee, the eye, from being king. Ya'ana ma'asta eta devar Yahuwah vaya yima aska miyamelech, because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah. Ya'ana ma'asta eta devar Yahuwah, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Vaya yima aska miyamelech. And again, in 1 Samuel 16:1, where it reads, I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Vayomer Yahuwah illa Shemuel, admatai ata mitabel illa Shaul, vaniya ne asatiyo wa miya meleka al Yisrael. And Jehovah said to Samuel, Vayomer Yahuwah illa Shemuel, how long wilt thou, the eye, mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Admatai ata mitavel il Shaul waniya me asatiyowa mi melek al Israel. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord, that reverence, that respect Jehovah. Hear. Mizmor Teit Wow, Psalm 15, next part of the Dalet, the fourth verse, that reads, Ve'eta Yirei Yahuwah Yikaved, but he honors them that reverence Jehovah. Ve'eta Yirei Yahuwah Yikaved. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. For, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers 12 and 15, that reads, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. This proves that the pillar of cloud stood still for Miriam's sake. And he that sweareth to hurt, and changeth not, he that sweareth to hurt and changeth not, Nishba'a liha'ra'a v'lo yamir, he that sweareth his own hurt and changeth not, Nishba'a liha'ra'a v'lo yamir. Again, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said in the words of Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28 and verse 30, as I live, surely ye y'all shall not come into this land. Amor Elehem Chayani Num Yahuwah. Say to them, Amor Elehem Chayani, as I live, Chayani Num Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Im atem matavohu el haaretz asher nasati eta yadi yale shaken etekem abaha. Surely ye y'all shall not come into the land concerning which I lifted up my hand that I would make you dwell therein, in her. And who also said in the words of 1 Samuel 3:13, therefore I have sworn that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated with sacrifice nor offering forever. Vilachena nishba'ati li'veita eli ima yitaka tera evona beita eli bi'zevacha ua ve'aminacha ada olam. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli, vilachena nishba'ati, I have sworn, vilachena nishba'ati, Lit Bait Ailey to the house of Ailey. That the iniquity of Ailey's house shall not be expiated with sacrifice nor offering forever. Imaita Katera Ivona Beta Ailey Bit Zabach Ua Bi Minacha Ad Olam. Now, if Ha'el, the true good, the true God, if Elohim, quote, having sworn to hurt, end quote, does not change his vow, surely, after swearing to benefit, he will not change his vow. Rav Abin said that the words, he that sweareth to his hurt and changeth not, nishaba'a liharaa with lo yamir, refer to a man who so depletes his purse in giving alms that he actually hurts himself. He actually hurts himself. According to the Rabinat Rabim, the rabbis and scholars of Torah, the words refer to a man who swears to curb his impulse to evil, his yetzer hara'a, so as not to commit a sin, not to commit a chet, a chatiyat, a ukri. Here the word hara may be rendered as a verb, hara, to hurt, or to his own hurt, or as haravi, as the Rebbeinah, the rabbis rendered, as a noun, meaning, quote, impulse to evil, even in the phrase yetzer hara, yetzer hara, inclination, impulse to evil. He that putteth not out his money to usury. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor 8, Wild, Etvav, Psalm 15, here at the Hay verse. Kaspo, lo natana bir neshek. He that putteth not out his money on interest. He that putteth not out his money to usury. Kaspo, lo natan bir neshek. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One, blessed be He, who did not give HaTorah, did not give the Torah, did not give the Torah for money, but gave it without price. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 55 and 1, where it reads, come ye, come y'all, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hoi, kolas ame, leku alamai, vasher eina laua kasefa, lekua shivrua, ve ekolua, u lekua shivrua, ve laua kasefa, ua ve laua mechir, yayina ve halev. Hoi, everyone that thirsteth, come ye, come y'all for water. Hoi, kolas ameya lekua lamai. And he that hath no money. Washa ain laua kasef. Come ye, come y'all. Buy and eat. Leku shibru. We ekolu. We ekolu and eat. Yea, come. Buy wine and milk. Ua leku shibru. Be laua kasef. Without money and without price. Ooh, bit laua mechir yayina wechalev. Here, here, here. By his money is clearly meant ha Torah. Is clearly meant the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Kaspo, kaspo. By his money is clearly meant ha Torah, of which it is said, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver money tried in the open before all men. Here the reference is to Mizmor Yod Beit to Psalm 12, Hebraically the seventh verse. Imrot Yahuwah, Imarota, Ehorot. The words of Jehovah are pure words. Kesefaz Arufa Ba Elila La'aret, as silver tried in a crucible on the earth. Zukaka Shiva Atayi, refined seven times. Where the words of Torah are spoken of as silver money. As silver money. The phrase, in the open before all men, is usually rendered in a crucible. In a crucible on the earth, or in a furnace of earth. He taketh no bribe against the innocent. Shahada ala naqiya loa lakach. This refers to Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For when all the Goye Ha'aret, the nations, nationalities, international community of the earth, the nations of the earth, the Goye Ha'aret, gather, ready to give up all their money for one precept of Torah, for one precept of Torah, they will be unable to quench Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's love for Yisrael. As is said even in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, 8 and 7. Many waters cannot quench love. Ma'im ha-ravim ma'aloa yukulua le'chavota eta ha'ahava. Many waters cannot quench love. Ma'im ha-ravim loa yukulua le'chavota eta ha'ahava. By many waters, by Ma'im ha-ravim, many waters, is clearly meant the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations of the earth, of whom it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 17 verses 12 and 13, woe to the rushing of nations, of nationalities, of nations, of the Gentiles, of the international community, that make a rushing like the rushing of many waters. Ushaona leumima kieshon mayima kadiyarima shaun, and the rushing of nations that rush like the rushing of mighty waters. Leumima kishona mayima rabima yeshaun, the nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters. Leu mima kiyashon ma'im rabim yeshaud. And by love is meant the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love between the Holy One, blessed be He, and Yisrael. Neither can the floods drown it. Ua neharota loa yisha tefuha. By floods is meant the kings of the nations and nationalities of the world, of whom it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 8 and 7, now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up the waters of the flood, even the king of Assyria. V'elachen hine Adonai ma'ille ilehem eta meyaha nahara. Ha itzumim v'hararim et ha-meleka ashur. Rav Azariah taught in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, in the time to come, in the hazmana lavo, in the time to come, the guardian angels of the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations of the earth, will come to accuse the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and will say in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, these worship idols, and those worship idols, these committed incest, and those committed incest, these shed blood, and those shed blood, and yet these are being sent down to Gehenna. To Gehinnom, to Hebrew hell. But those are not being sent down. Does this mean that there is partiality in the eye? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reply, even here from Shir HaSharim, from Song of Songs 8 and 7, saying, if a man gives all the substance of his house for love, how could he ever be utterly contemned? Im yitein ish et kol hon beito ba'ahava boza yabuzu alawu. How can I contend the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel? Then the nations of the world will say, we also are ready to give up our treasures that we may be forgiven. But Ha'ev, the true God Elohim, will reply, even if you now give up all your money for one precept of HaTorah, for one precept of the Torah that you once rejected, you shall not be forgiven. What more did Ha'el, the true God, what more did Elohim say to Hagoyim, to the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community? He said, according to the words of Shir HaSharif, we have a little sister, Achot Lanu Ketana. Achot Lanu Ketana. We have a little sister, by which he meant, as a child before it reaches maturity is not held responsible for its misdeeds, so the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, are not held responsible for any of the sins, the ukkaris, wherewith they have soiled themselves throughout the days of the year. The Day of Atonement, the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, cleanses them, as is said even in Vayikra in Leviticus 16 and 30. On this day shall a cleansing be appointed for you. Ki avayom hazeh yikaper lekem le'tahir etkem mikol chatotekem lifnei Yahuwah titaharu. For on this day shall atonement be made for you, for y'all, to cleanse y'all. From all y'all sins shall y'all be clean. Lifnei Yahuwah.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, by saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.